Congressman Wilbur Mills on 90.
I keep this on.
Yes, sir.
Morning, Wilbur.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
How's your wife?
She's getting better, but it's a slow recovery. Very slow.
Still in the hospital?
No, no, she's at home, but she's not able to get up to anything. I'm the chief cook and bottle washer.
Oh, well, you're a pretty good one, I guess.
I don't know. She's not dead yet.
What's the Senate done to your tax bill?
Oh, they've added a whole lot of new things to it.
They amount to anything?
Yeah, some of them do, I think, but we shouldn't be over 3 days on it.
Got to go to conference?
Oh, yes, it'll have to go to conference.
Why?
I'm not going to take some of these things.
What are they?
Oh, one of the things, one of the new things that they've added in it is this matter of the deduction of contributions to your reelection. That's a matter that's been pending over here. My committee would raise it. I'm sure it came with me. But I'm going to try to get this $300 million back on the deduction of personal state, gasoline use for the tax on gasoline use for personal purposes that they now deduct at state level.
Yeah.
They've added some things to the bill over there that I don't want, that I wouldn't think you'd want. I don't believe the Treasury will want them.
Mm-hmm.
So we ought to try to get out. I'd have to go to conference on those things.
How long is it going to take you?
We'll not be able to get to conference if the Senate absents itself all next week until about 17th or 18th. I talked to Byrd this morning about it. He thinks they're all going to be gone until the 17th, at least. They've got a plan on over there, I understand, to get through with the bill tonight and to vote on it about 6, 7 o'clock tonight, and then go off. The Republican members, at least, were going to be gone most of next week, making Lincoln Day speeches. So it looked to him like it might be the 17th, at least, before he could get his...
Why don't you get in there Monday and Tuesday? Mansfield says they can meet then, and maybe you can wind it up. We sure want to get that through before civil rights has to be taken up. If it gets behind civil rights, God knows when it'll be there.
Well, let me talk to them and see if we can work out something.
They haven't got any agreement to get away from there before the 11th.
They haven't?
No. And Mansfield just told me that they could do it, and they can meet Monday. You could meet Saturday. You could meet Monday. You could meet Tuesday at noon. You might have an agreement. But then you haven't got any real serious thing.
Well, we've got some serious problems from our point of view over here now, but it's possible we could do it.
You're going to have pretty good conferees, looks like to me. You know more about it, most of them.
Well,
if you find something you can give them, make it appear good, why, you can trade George Mathers and Russell Long and that group out of nearly anything.
We can do that with Bird, even.
Yeah. I'm just getting ready to see Bird. I'm going to urge him, for God's sakes, to try to get a meeting tomorrow.
All right, you talk to him before I do.
Can you get any of your boys tomorrow?
Oh, they'll all be here tomorrow.
Well?
What about, yes, they'll be here tomorrow. I don't know whether we can get into it tomorrow or not, but we're going to be on this civil rights bill over here all day.
Well, you can meet right off the floor there.
Well, all right.
You could have...
When do you want these?
I just hate like hell to get our tax bill behind civil rights. You're going to finish civil rights Saturday, aren't you?
Yes, I don't think we will. I think it'll be Monday or Tuesday.
Well, right. You see, we could hold this up getting over there. We could delay sending the bill over until you got the conference report. You can agree on the conference report in an hour, can't you? I guess you couldn't agree on it until before...
Not on this tax bill. No, not an hour. No, they added...
How much time do you have on the conference?
Well, they added 75 or 100 minutes, 100 amendments in the Finance Committee. Now, they haven't done anything to it on the floor. But it's the action in the Finance Committee adding a lot of things. Some of them you couldn't take, and I couldn't take.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you'd want them.
No, but I mean, it ain't going to take you long to get rid of them.
You mean in conference?
Yeah.
I hope not. Sometimes they get pretty hard-headed in conference.
Who you got trouble with? I would guess Williams will give you some trouble, but outside of that, it looks like
I don't know how insistent Bert will be on some of these things. If he is, then it always works around to where he votes with Williams and Carlson. I don't ever have any trouble with Smithers or Long.
You figure out what you can give them that in order to get what you want. Make a little plan ahead of time, and and see if you can't wind that thing up pretty quick. Mike's going to try to get Harry to go to it tomorrow, and they Southerners are very anxious to get rid of it, too, before, because you get this thing behind civil rights, hell, Dick Russell and them want to keep that thing here in 90 days, and they're going to have to intercept this bill when it comes over. And we can hold it a day or two, but you can't hold a bill you pass for very long before you message it over, you know. And if you get your tax bill behind civil rights, you're in hell of shape.
Well, there's no doubt about that. If they're going to take civil rights up right quick, I wouldn't expect them to do it for the first time.
They got to intercept it, and it comes to the door. It goes to Jim Eastland's committee, and you never get it out of the committee. You see what I mean? That's the way we pass the others. Just when they message it over, when it receives the door, you just lay it down, and that's the business.
Uh-huh.
You don't send it to conference. You don't refer it to a committee. You just take it up right then.
Well, now you're going to talk to Mike.
Yeah, I've already talked to Mike. He's far. He's the one to tell me, and he sure wants to have a conference as quick as he can. Harry doesn't want to do it till the 17th. We're going to try to get care of Harry to. How many people does he have? He has Williams and who else? Carlson?
Williams, Carlson, Long, and Smathers on his side. I'll have 7 over here. I've got to have 7 because of King's condition and the fact that O'Brien will not be present in order to get somebody to be on there that can make some motions. And I'll have...
What's wrong with King?
Lost his voice. Can't speak. Hadn't been able to 3 or 4 months.
What is that? Too many cigarettes?
I don't know what it is. The doctors evidently decided he's got some spurs or something on his vocal cord. They won't operate, but they won't operate until he quits smoking, and he won't quit.
Mm.
His voice is below a whisper almost.
God bless you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Bye.